AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Liberty Mutual.
Deborah Rodriguez. The skies opened up, the seas swelled, creeks overflowed during California's third major storm of the new year. Correspondent Steve Futterman is in L.A.
Overnight, once again, California was battered by strong winds and very heavy rains.
I've been here 28 years. And this is the most water we've seen in 28 years.
This is what it sounded like as the latest storm gave California exactly what it doesn't need right now. In many areas, it was just too much rain.
The entire community of Montecito is ordered evacuated and evacuated now.
There are more storms in the forecast. The search has been called off for a five-year-old boy swept away on the drive to school yesterday. The Justice Department is investigating about 10 documents marked classified that turned up at a Washington office President Biden used after his term as vice president was up. Republican James Comer, incoming chair of the House Oversight Committee.
I was concerned about it when it happened with President Trump. But I'm also concerned about it with President Biden, just because President Biden did it doesn't mean it should be treated any differently than President Trump doing it.
Hundreds of documents with classified markings were seized at Mar-a-Lago. On Capitol Hill,
this vote, the yeas are 220, the nays are 213.
Kevin McCarthy takes up the speaker post after the House narrowly approved a rules package that will make it easier to remove the speaker. Newport News, Virginia, Police Chief Steve Drew has given an update on the first grader who allegedly shot his teacher in the chest.
Community Service Board determined that a temporary detention order would be obtained from a magistrate, and the child is currently receiving treatment at a medical facility.
Drew says the six-year-old used a gun his mother purchased legally, and the shooting was intentional. His teacher is in stable condition. The first-ever mission to launch satellites into space from the U.K. has failed. CBS's Vicky Barker from London.
Technically speaking, the first ever launch from a U.K. spaceport was a success. The rocket detached from the Virgin Orbit Boeing successfully, but then
it appears that Launcher One has suffered an anomaly.
It malfunctioned before reaching full orbit altitude. It and the nine satellites on board would have burned up, falling back to Earth.
Georgia goes back to back.
Bennett looks down the middle. McConkey's wide open. Touchdown, Dogs.
The undefeated Bulldogs chewed up TCU's Horned Frogs 65-7 on ESPN in the most lopsided victory in a national championship game since the start of the Bowl Series in 1998. Time to cash in your crypto. Coinbase cutting 20% of its workforce in its second round of layoffs in less than a year. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual
The Shaw 101 FM, Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
For Civic Media, I'm Terry Bell with this news. Governor Evers says he won't support a flat tax or universal school choice. Evers tells the Upfront program those proposals are bad for Wisconsin's bottom line. Majority Republicans who control the state legislature support both ideas. The governor will deliver his budget plan next month, then lawmakers will spend the next few months revising it. The boy accused of killing Lily Peters in Chippewa Falls won't find out if his trial is moving to adult court until August. The judge in the case is turning down a prosecutor's request to move that hearing up to June. The suspect's lawyer says he can't prepare his case that quickly. 10-year-old Lily was assaulted and killed last year. In sports, the Bucks beat the Knicks last night 111-107. Tonight, the Badgers host Michigan State. You're listening to The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
Warning, listening to the devil's advocates may expose you to opposing views.
It's scary. Maybe I am coming a little bit more over the left, but...
Well, it's not left, it's good governance, Steve.
It's good to be exposed to different ideas, and I do appreciate that you do put that out there on the airways, because a lot of time where you just get a little soundbite of this or a little bit of that, and that's the end of it. You're to be commended for that.
Dave, I'm glad you finally come around to commending the greatest radio show ever, man.
Follow the devil's advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
Bringing some sanity to the airwaves. The Shaw 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM.
The Earl Ingram Show is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Civic Media. Enjoy.
As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Good morning, Connor. How you doing?
I'm doing all right.
All right, man. It's really nice outside, man. It's almost 40 degrees, and the good weather just continues to come. I mean, it's already the 10th of January, and we are looking at no snow on the ground. Man, in temperatures that are going to be 40 degrees, and I don't care what you say, you know, bring on the global warming. Just amazing, amazing weather. I was out moving around a little bit yesterday, and I'm telling you, I just could not believe you could feel the warmth. And listen, we know this is a mirage. And we know that this is not going to be around. So you just have to be thankful for every second of it that we get. I mean, 39 degrees when you know, I left the house. 38 degrees, somewhere around there. And it's January. You know, this can be 20 below zero with the wind chill factor. And so, you know, January and February are the two coldest months. So every day we dodge a bullet when, you know, we're not in that sub-zero vortex. But anyway, I got a lot of stuff to talk about today. Certainly in the 9 o'clock hour, I am going to be playing Dr. Martin Luther King's, one of his speeches. Throughout this month, I'm going to be playing some Dr. King speeches because, you know, Dr. King Day is on January 31st. They've made it a holiday. And, you know, people always say, well, you know, I have a dream. You know, Dr. King said, judge a person not by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. You always hear people quoting, I have a dream. But they don't know the totality of who Dr. King was, and the evolution of Dr. King from I Have a Dream. Easy to understand the early, you know, renditions of Dr. King and, you know, I Have a Dream speech. But how many people really know that the evolution of Dr. King, when he started saying, he realized that that dream had become a nightmare. So I'm a guy who doesn't believe that, you know, January 31st is this great holiday. They made it a national holiday. Since I was around when Dr. King was alive and vibrant, people may not remember or may not know it, but Dr. King was 39 years old when he was assassinated. Very young man. And I know the difference between my thoughts at 39 and who I was at 39 and who I am, you know, 29 years later, how I've evolved as a person. And I could only begin to imagine what Dr. King would have been before someone took his life. So we're gonna hear some excerpts from Dr. King, and then we'll have some dialogue and some conversation, because Dr. King lives in me. You know, I as a young boy, he impacted my life in a major way. And my service that I do and have been doing the majority of my life was because of what I saw in him. So we're going to certainly play The Other America and the parallels that you are going to hear are eerily connected to what's happening today. If you didn't know that the speech that we're going to play was from 1967, you would think that he's talking about today. So how far have we really come in this country? We're going to have a dialogue in the 9 o'clock hour. So I want to begin with this. And this is, you know, and we're going to, you know, we're going to do that periodically throughout the month, because I want people to get to know who he was and the evolution of him. And the reason that his life was taken was because as long as he was talking about integrating lunch counters, that was all right. You know, it didn't cost anything to allow people to go into parks, right? And to integrate lunch counters. It didn't cost the government anything. But when he started talking about the war in Vietnam, and when he started talking about equality economically, that's when he became a threat. And that's the reason that his life was taken. But anyway, let me start the show with this. Connor, did you hear about the 6-year-old boy who shot his teacher?
No, I haven't.
So in Virginia, a 6-year-old boy brought a handgun to school, knew what he was doing, and shot his teacher. 6 years old. This nation is just, man, how do you even begin to respond? What are they going to do, lock up the 6-year-old boy? Right? Well, lock him up. Lock him up.
Yeah. Why did he do it? What was his...
He had some... He didn't like some of the stuff that the teacher was saying.
Mm-hmm.
He's 6 years old, man. He's got a gun, a loaded gun, 6 years old. He brings it to school. Number one, what kind of person leaves a gun loaded where a 6-year-old child can get their hands on it? You know, listen, the mother needs to be charged with the crime, not her 6-year-old son. But what are you going to charge a 6-year-old boy with? Well, right now they're evaluating them. Evaluating them? Well, yeah, I mean, there's something amiss there. But you can't, what are you going to do? This woman left the gun unlocked. I mean, unlocked wherever it was, whether it was locked up or not, I don't know. But I would think that it was not locked up because he knew where to go get it. And not only did he know where to go get it, he knew how to pull the trigger. Aim it and pull the trigger. Listen, man. I don't know how to shoot a gun. I'm 68 years old. You know how to shoot a gun? You ever had a gun?
No, I haven't.
Okay, so I'm 68 years old, and I've never fired a gun. I'll go to my grave never having fired a gun. For me personally, I don't see a need for me to have it or for me to learn how to shoot it. Now, everybody else can do whatever it is they want to do. This is America. But when a six-year-old can get a gun and know how to point it and know how to fire it, that tells me that something is wrong, seriously wrong, with the parent of that six-year-old in two different instances. The fact that she left the gun where the six-year-old knew where to go get it. And then the fact that the six-year-old had the mentality that he, you know, didn't like something that his teacher said, and he shot her. This is America. Whether you like it or not, gun-toting, you know, more people murdered by guns in America than all the rest of the nations combined. My Second Amendment right. My guns, right? Second Amendment right more important than anything else. You know, my right to get a gun and to protect myself and my property. Six-year-old boy whose life is ruined. At 6 years old, listen, man, I know, you know, maybe at 6 years old I wasn't watching the cowboy movies. I was certainly watching them as I got up in age. But a six-year-old child, the mother purchased the gun legally, so it's not a matter of whether or not she had this gun illegally. Question is, why is it around for a six-year-old to get his hands on? And what has she been doing in the way of rearing the child that the child even had that in his mind? He brought the gun to school. They have metal detectors, but they randomly search kids. You know, 500 kids. In this instance, they didn't search the six-year-old. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
Mental health challenges impact us all in some way. Milwaukee County Behavioral Health Services is working hard to meet these challenges, ushering a new model of mental health care, redesigned with you in mind. This community-based system meets people where they're at, with culturally competent services, better access, and no wrong doors to begin the journey. Milwaukee County Behavioral Health Services, here for you, close to home. If you or someone you know is experiencing a mental health emergency, contact 414-257-7222. Mental health challenges impact us all in some way. Milwaukee County Behavioral Health Services is working hard to meet these challenges, ushering a new model of mental health care, redesigned with you in mind. This community-based system meets people where they're at with culturally competent services, better access, and no wrong doors to begin the journey. Milwaukee County Behavioral Health Services, here for you, close to home. If you or someone you know is experiencing a mental health emergency, contact 414-257-7222.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. A blend of clouds and sun today with daytime highs approaching 41. Southerly winds around 5 miles an hour. Overcast tonight. Lows level off around 28. Highs around 40 tomorrow. Chance for mixed precipitation Thursday with highs in the mid-30s. Cloudy Friday. About an inch of snow Thursday through Thursday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 27 degrees.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Muskego to Pewaukee. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, I'm talking about a six-year-old from Virginia who put a gun in his backpack and went to school and intentionally shot his teacher. The child intentionally shot his teacher, Abigail Abby Zwerner, during class on Friday. Police said she managed to escort her students to safety before calling for help for herself. The 25-year-old remains in the hospital in stable condition. What is wrong with our nation, you know? We can justify all these guns if we want to. And that's what we do. We justify this insanity. That's insane. You know, it doesn't happen anywhere else in the world where a six-year-old takes a gun, and we are supposedly the most advanced and moral nation on earth, but a six-year-old can get access to a loaded gun, know how to pull the trigger, and only through God's grace did not kill this woman. She put her hand up, and the bullet went through her hand and hit her in the chest. It is the height of just what is the word I'm looking for, man? That this mother carelessness that this mother did not secure that weapon, and the fact that she. Apparently, the six-year-old has either seen her firing the gun. You know, I don't know, man. I would think that a gun that a six-year-old, I don't know how heavy guns are. I told you, I've only had a gun in my hand once in my life. And that was when I went to a gun show because I wanted to see what was going on in gun shows. And they talk about the gun show loophole. I want to see, well, what is that? So I went into this gun show, and I had a friend with me, and he videotaped it. So I went to the licensed gun dealers, and I said, hey, what if I wanted to buy a gun? What would I do? And they said, well, you know, you have to wait 48 hours. We have to run a criminal background check on you. And then you could buy it, but then, you know, I couldn't give it to you until you passed the background check and, you know, and then 48 hours. But at the same time, they were just average Joes walking around in there with magnums and asking me, hey, are you a felon? You don't know me from Adam. I said, no, I'm not a felon. He said, well, you can buy this from me, and you don't have to do any background checks. I'm just saying, man, that's the way it is. That's the law right now in this country. The guy doesn't know me from Adam. He can sell me his guns legally with no background check. Kind of tell me how that makes sense. Now, I'm in a facility that says if I'm buying a gun from him, I mean from the legal license dealer, they got to check the background. They got to do all these things, and I can't get it right away. But the average Joe can sell that to me without a background check, without a license. And that's called a gun show loophole. And so we can't even get that fixed. Something that's common sense, something that makes sense. It doesn't make any sense that John Q. Public can sell a gun to anybody without a background check, man. Come on. And then you wonder how, you know, so many guns are in our neighborhoods and in our communities because there's somebody who can go in and just sell it and get away with it. But anyway, getting back to the six-year-old, and then I'm going to move on from it. You know, I understand it. It's who we are in this country. Whether you want to, you know, agree with me or not, it's a fact. It's what our nation stands for. They call it law and order. It's not law and order. You know, well, I got to protect my property. Yeah, okay. You know, I got to have a gun. No, you don't have to have a gun. You want a gun. Because if everybody had to have a gun, I would have one. So I don't have to have a gun. You choose to have a gun. That's the reality of it. Listen, we've got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. You need some oxygen to breathe. You need some food to eat. And you need some water to drink. Those are things you need. Guns are things you want, not things you need. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
The Shaw 101 FM, Brookfield's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
CBS News Brief. New series of deadly storms is pounding the West Coast. CBS's Carter Evans.
We're seeing a break in the rain right now in this Santa Cruz area, but this neighborhood is just inundated with floodwater. Over the last couple of weeks, California has seen quadruple its normal rainfall.
About 90% of people in the state are under flood watches. CBS News first reported the Justice Department's investigating about 10 documents marked classified found inside an office used by Joe Biden before he was president. Republican Jim Jordan.
One set of rules for President Trump. He literally raided his home 91 days before the midterm election. Different standard, it seems, with President Biden.
So much for the first ever attempt to launch satellites into space from the UK. CBS's Vicky Barker is in London.
A rocket carrying nine satellites malfunctioned before it could reach full orbit altitude.
Just absolutely devastated.
Alyssa Thorpe, head of Spaceport UK.
And I think it'll just be a few days of just kind of letting it sink in a little bit.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK, 540 AM, Waukesha's only news talk station.
For Civic Media, I'm Terry Bell with this news. Governor Evers' choice as Wisconsin's new Veterans Secretary would be the first openly gay person to run Veterans Affairs. James Bond is a former Marine and has worked in the agency for 12 years. He was once the number two person at DVA. Up next is a confirmation vote in the state Senate. A new report shows Native Americans are seven times more likely to go to prison than white people in states where the indigenous population is higher. The MacArthur Foundation report also finds Natives are sentenced more harshly than others. And in 19 states, Native Americans are overrepresented in prison more than any other race. In sports, the Bucks beat the Knicks last night 111-107. Tonight, the Badgers host Michigan State. You're listening to The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK, 540 AM.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Up North News Radio is Wisconsin's new choice for progressive talk about important state issues. From the team that brings you the news through social media, newsletters, and here on the radio. I'm Pat Kreitlow. Join me weekday mornings from 6 to 8 a.m.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. Once in a minute, Gene of Eau Claire.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
Once in a minute, Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
The Earl Ingram Show, as always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You text us at that same number. Hey, let's go to Jacob from Eureka. Hey, Jake, what's going on, man?
Hey, Earl. You know, this situation in Virginia at Richneck Elementary School, again, that's the name of the school, was Richneck Elementary. I don't know, maybe Redneck Elementary may be more appropriate. I don't understand why we live in a situation where there are no laws in many states against this sort of thing. Because, first of all, six-year-old, you can't hold a six-year-old legally accountable. There are no prisons for six-year-olds.
That's my point, man.
There are prisons, however, for their parents, you know, the owner of the gun. There's prisons for those people. Those are the people that we need to be holding legally accountable. There need to be laws throwing them in jail for this sort of thing, for allowing a six-year-old to take a gun to school. Okay, and now if you have a child who may do something like this, then you clearly have no business owning a gun in the first place. So it's still on you as a parent.
Yeah,
okay,
listen, man.
And there needs to be laws about that.
I'm sure there are laws to even for the kid to even know where the gun is, right? And the fact that the gun is not locked up, you know, and even if it was locked up, that a six-year-old knows where to get the key, you know, to get the gun. Man, come on, man.
Yeah, exactly, and how to operate it, you know.
Yes.
Yeah, the whole thing clearly shows the parent is liable. It's not criminally, civilly, they're going to get sued for anything they may have.
It should be criminally because, only through God's grace did not kill the woman. The gun, the bullet went through her hand and then lodged in her chest. You know, could have been a heart, right? I mean, he clearly could have killed this woman, and the type of gun was a, let me see, because I don't know anything about these things since I don't own any, but I do know that when you use the term, let me see, the kind of gun that it was, it's a pretty powerful gun. Okay, well, I can't find it right now, but... You know, it doesn't matter what it was. It, you know, the woman put her child in that situation. You know, not only did she put a child in the situation, she's the reason that this educator was shot. Is this woman?
Exactly, and the reason we can't have reasonable gun laws in many parts of this country. Because we have a lot of right-wing politicians on the take from the gun industry, and the NRA is just a lobby for the gun industry. They're trying to sell you guns.
Oh, okay.
Guns is the solution to all life's problems.
It was a 9mm Taurus. I don't know, a 9mm anything is powerful, right?
Yep.
I mean, I don't know. You know, I would think, you know, every time I would hear 9mm, I would think that's a powerful weapon. Hey, Jacob, man.
I mean, a six-year-old. We can't continue to live like this in this country. And the people who are so backwards that they won't allow us to actually, you know, regulate firearms in some sort of reasonable way, they got to be voted out of office immediately.
Hey, man, yeah. Well, you know, Sandy and I were talking yesterday about the fact that lobbyists and money and all those things are the reason that these kind of things can happen because of, you know, lobbyists and our elected officials who are on the take. Hey, thank you very much for the call, Jacob. I appreciate it. Let's go to Al. Hey, Al, what's going on, man? Hey, Al.
The issue is all about parenting. It ain't have nothing to do with whatever. That child was taught how to use that weapon. And
that's what I'm
the
asking,
point that he
man.
Had access to it is a parenting issue, and the parents should be held 100% accountable.
So why do you say the six-year-old was taught how to use it? I don't know how to use it.
Because he was given a gun as a baby, and, I mean, a toy gun, what have you. Somebody taught him how to use it. And a 9mm, he has to be strong enough to deal with the recoil on that weapon.
That's what I thought.
And the deal is, I mean, you know, an adult being taught how to use a weapon that powerful, you have to learn how to hold it properly, to aim it, and then be able to deal with the sound when it goes off, because many times a person shooting a gun, the sound scares them and it changes their aim. Because that frightening sound all of a sudden that you aren't used to listening to can cause you to move your hand.
So, Al, isn't there recoil with a gun like that?
Of the projectile coming out of it.
So that's a recoil, right?
Yes.
Oh, so that six-year-old, to be able to hold that gun and the recoil and still shoot the woman, and she put her hand up, So the child and the bullet went through her chest, hit her in her chest, which meant he was aiming it. He knew what he was doing.
Yeah, someone taught that child how to use a weapon, and that weapon, because of the fact that the child basically is just like a cartoon. You see, the child takes the gun, he sees it on TV, and he points it and squeezes the trigger. He don't know what he's aiming at.
Right, right.
But in order for him to do that kind of damage in close range, he knew what he was doing because someone taught him. I'm an ex-military person and police officer, and we go through training and training of tearing weapons apart, putting them back together in a split, you know, amount of time in order to make them function under emergency situations, and it takes months and months and months of training to get someone to that level of proficiency. That child was taught how to use that weapon.
You know, Al, but also, he knew where to go get it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's a parenting issue where, just like there was another incident not long ago where a kid took a gun from his home and took it to school and shot some other kids.
Right, right.
The point is, you know, I was taught how to hunt when I was a young boy. When I was 8, 9 years old, my grandfather took us out into the woods. He bought us BB guns. We hunted squirrels. We hunted rabbits. He taught us how to aim, fire, and then we went up to a .22 caliber weapon, et cetera. The point is, someone taught him. He didn't learn that on his own. He didn't learn that from watching TV. And his access to the weapon is a parenting issue. And, you know, you got to hold the parents accountable for the damage of the child. The other part of that is a parent. What does it mean under our law? That means that you are responsible for this person that you brought onto this earth from zero, the day it was born, until it's an adult. All actions of that child until he's a fully fledged adult who is no longer under your supervision is your responsibility. And that's in the law. And people do not hold people accountable for what they put in the law.
You know, Al, I don't, and as you were stating, your grandfather back in the South,
We weren't in the South. We were in Detroit, Michigan.
Oh, in Detroit. Okay. And so, how old were you when he taught you how to go out hunting?
When I was 8 years old.
Okay, but he clearly. Well, where could you go and do that in Detroit?
Well, we got woods in Detroit. We got lakes. We went fishing. We went. Well, Detroit is not just cement and buildings.
Right. I just assumed that, you know, it's just like in rural parts of the state and other places. That's commonplace.
Yes.
That's commonplace where the families teach their children, you know, how to hunt.
My grandfather was from the swamps in New Orleans. They call it the West Bank.
Right.
And he was a runaway slave. And him and his brother grew up in the swamp.
Yeah,
he raised alligators and what have you. The point is, he knew about how to survive in the woods, in the swamp, what have you, and he taught us.
So, Al, the point I'm making is you understand in rural areas and places where, you know, that's what kind of, you know, what happens, but they're not using handguns. Right? They're teaching them how...
Sometimes they are, yeah.
They hunt with handguns.
Yes.
Oh, okay. I thought it was mainly, you know...
No. Sometimes the weaponry that you need is too expensive, and therefore you take what you can get.
Right.
We made bow and arrows out of tree branches and what have you, and use them to hunt small animals.
So, Al...
You can make a weapon powerful enough to kill something if you know what you're doing.
But you would venture
to say... The point
is... Oh, go ahead. Go ahead.
I'm sorry?
Go ahead. Finish your point.
No, I'm saying that you know, we can... We made bow and arrows out of branches of trees and weeds to the point where we could use them to hunt
right.
animals like squirrels and rabbits and what have you.
Right.
So if you want to do some damage, you can always create something. But the point is, guns are made by people. Guns, the only way a six-year-old is going to have access to and know how to use it, somebody had to teach them. A 9mm, I've never seen one that didn't have a safety on it. I have not. I'm talking about me. I'm 70-something years old.
Right.
Almost every 9mm gun I've seen has a safety. That means that there's a button on there that prevents you from squeezing the trigger.
So you're saying if the child knew how to operate it, had to.
Yes. Somebody had to teach him. And whether he put the safety on or took it off, he may not have. It might have been off already, but the point is, there's a safety on a 9mm gun and most other semi-automatic weapons. And if you push the safety, the gun will not fire because you can't pull the trigger back.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's the point I'm making, Al. I don't even know that. You know, I wouldn't have even known how, at my age, to fire that weapon, but a six-year-old knew. So, you know, that's at the root of all of it, man. And I don't know why you're teaching a six-year-old how to fire, you know, a weapon at all.
Fear. Come on, man. You know the deal.
I know.
It's called fear. And it's about right now in this nation, the level of racism that is we're dealing with is just as bad as it was back in the 40s and 50s. It's about people are afraid that there's too many minorities and the white people are going to lose total control of everything. And so the racism is escalating to the point where you got to keep us down. That's what's going on. You know what's happening. It's a political thing, but it's also a reality for those of us who've lived through it already.
Hey, Al, at 9 o'clock, I'm going to play Dr. King's The Other America in its entirety. And those of us, as people get ready to celebrate Dr. King Day and talk about the greatness of Dr. King and how much they love him, they've only heard I Have a Dream, but they're going to get to hear some of Dr. King from now to the end of the month, because I'm going to be playing who Dr. King was at the time of his death. And it is just like you would, if you didn't know that occurred in 1967, this speech, you would think it's today. That's how much things have not changed.
Where were you at in 1967?
I was in school, man. I was in middle school.
I was on my way to Vietnam.
Yeah, I mean.
You get my message?
Yeah,
you get my drift?
Yeah, I got it.
I was going somewhere to kill people, to fight.
Mental health challenges impact us all in some way. Milwaukee County Behavioral Health Services is working hard to meet these challenges, ushering a new model of mental health care, redesigned with you in mind. This community-based system meets people where they're at, with culturally competent services, better access, and no wrong doors to begin the journey. Milwaukee County Behavioral Health Services, here for you, close to home. If you or someone you know is experiencing a mental health emergency, contact 414-257-7222.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
I'm 54, so it's too late to start saving for retirement, right?
Not right. Starting to save, even in your 50s, can really make a difference. At aceyourretirement.org, in just 3 minutes, you'll get a free personalized retirement plan. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that.
Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times this afternoon, with daytime highs approaching 41. South winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Lows dip down to about 28. Tonight, cloudy skies expected. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow, highs around 40. About an inch of snow Thursday through Thursday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 27 degrees.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Big Bend to Menominee Falls. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. So, let's see. The Republicans are now in charge of the House. So Republicans signal cuts to Social Security, Medicare with new House majority. The House GOP is itching for a fight over spending cuts, including to major entitlement programs. Wait a minute. Didn't you hear many of us saying that if you put the Republicans in office, they are going to be talking about cutting Social Security and Medicare? Remember that? And yet, many of you who are eligible, already receiving Social Security and Medicare, or will be soon, ignored that. Ron Johnson clearly stated over and over and over that he was going to, that Social Security had to be cut. Entitlement program that had to be cut. Even though Social Security is not an entitlement program. If you didn't put anything in, for the most part, you don't get anything out. And yet, people went ahead, voted for Ron Johnson, voted for Republicans. McCarthy has just taken the gavel. First thing out of his mouth, we need to start addressing the entitlement programs. Oh, you do. Those of you who knew this was coming, this is what I don't understand about Republicans. You knew what these people were going to do. They told you up front. And now they're in power. Well, somewhat in power. They're limited in what they could do, thank God. But to even talk about, hey, we got to make sure the budget is balanced. That, you know, this debt is too big an issue. You didn't think it was a big issue when they were giving tax breaks to the wealthy. First thing out of McCarthy's mouth. Well, we've got to cut those agents, that 93,000, tax agents. We're going to cut them because, you know, we don't want them to make sure that they collect the taxes from everybody. Let's go to the phone line. Who is that we have on, Connor? Do we know who that is?
No.
Okay, we'll find out who it is. But here's the deal. So we do know this. We already know that the 93,000 tax agents that they were going to bring in to make sure that there were enough resources to make sure that people paid their taxes, their fair share of taxes, especially the wealthy. What do the Republicans want to do? They want to do away with that. Oh, we can't do that. We can't have them interfere and make the wealthy pay their fair share of taxes. So guess what? We're going to make sure that we don't add those additional IRS agents because they're going to make the wealthy pay their fair share of taxes. What the hell is wrong with you? Hey, Robert from West Dallas, what's going on, man?
I don't know why people don't get it. You know, when someone tells you what they're going to do, believe them, right?
Oh, man.
It was clear as day, and all the ads and all the advertising, all the information that was passed down. And, you know, really what they're trying to do is cut the funding.
Yes.
You know, then they can say, hey, we can't afford this, we can't afford that. It's amazing how there's two sets of rules. You know, the people on the top never seem to pay. There's always a reason. You know, it's very clear they're working for them, not us. And, you know, I think this ties into tomorrow when you talk to Governor Evers, right? A budget is a moral document. We see the same thing in the state of Wisconsin. You know, there's a massive surplus there, and all these rural areas are having their property taxes go up for schools and fire and police. And at the same time, they're sitting on this pile of money that LeMay and Voss want to give to everyone. I think Tony, Sarah Rodriguez, Chris Larson, all these folks need to get out there and, you know, start taking it to these communities and say, hey, the Republicans want your property taxes to go up so you can give money to their donors. That's where we're at, guys.
You know, Robert, who am I? I'm just an average Joe. I don't have the brilliance of Connor. But what I do have is I listen well. And I can read. And so when I see Republicans say before the election, we're going to stop the IRS agents from coming in because what are they going to do? They're going to make sure people pay their fair share of taxes. As an American citizen, that's what I want. I pay my fair share of taxes. Why wouldn't I want the billionaires to pay their fair share of taxes? Why am I supporting that? And the first thing out of McCarthy's mouth is, well, you know, we're gonna address and cut back on those IRS agents because, you know, they're gonna make sure that people pay their fair share of taxes. As an average everyday Joe, shouldn't that be what we want?
Absolutely. Yeah, they love it. They love a good manufactured crisis, these guys. We saw the clown car video. 15 votes to select a speaker. I mean, they're so dysfunctional. When are people going to wake up? If we're successful in the Supreme Court race, we need Tony and his team and to really set the table to when they get this thing on gerrymandered, to really, you know, go to these areas and show people what these guys are all about. You know, and then the voters can go to the ballot box and, you know, make a change here. So,
you know, hey, Robert, hey, Robert, thank you very much. Hey, Tom, man, I keep missing you, but we've got to go to a break. You're first up when we come back after the break. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm. Built for real life.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.